주 바도 다네 저소지 마게 지지지 소나지 로마지 소지 로마소 소지 주라소지 소나고 주 바도 다네 저소지 마게 지지지 소나지
So we all, the instructor and the listener, everybody, try to spend the time, meaningful. So this is the most beneficial for everybody. Until now, if we look back, then did we spend a really meaningful time that is rejoiceable and give us some satisfaction? Do we have that kind of meaningful time we spent in the past from the instructor side, you think you don't have any. So from our listener side too, we can look back and find out.
So as
our saying, the time flies. So, from the spirituality practice side, if you really reflect on time, then, from our, birth to the death, or birth to the death is kind of, is a moment of time. It seems like that from the spiritual perspective. So as we know, we have a innate wanting of more happiness and get rid of the suffering, but our happiness is from the external condition. We have gained kind of moment of suffering, but so far we couldn't able to achieve a happiness that derived from the training of the mind. So if we have achieved that kind of happiness, then it is really reliable, and as well as it is, you know, confidence that will last.
Pena kote boshi na soso denro kono ma dene ya kunjo la mibi tepan de boshi chene, ani soso yichi chwa shu chen boshi ne, pena lili papa dama sali mili chima chwa singe tene, chesol chwa anyo salada.
If we say directly, then you know, when we sit down before the practice or before the meditation, you know, we visualize the merit field and you know, reflecting on those you know, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the Lamas, great. Qualities, and did we get a kind of moved, deep, moved, and we got a sense of feeling that, that make us, kind of almost, you know, with a great admiration, almost we cry or we got a goosebumps or something like that kind of experience happen due to the reflecting on the qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Even a moment do we able to have that kind of experience, you know, from Rinpoche's side, he don't think.
You know, much deneni pena chadang da mandre gi sinjel la mebe ni ni ji jian na yang dang jin na gi ji li san la me chuo ma zao zao bu de ne jie a niu san la da.
And the same thing, you know, when we sit down and we reflect on the suffering nature of the samsaric sentient beings including us, and by reflecting on those sufferings, do we have our really, you know, deep feeling, you know, of compassion and love, and those kind of deep feeling, and we move by those compassion and love toward those things, like you know, as mentioned earlier, you know, we got our tears down and coming down and goosebumps and this kind of things, you know, did we happen even a moment?
Tang unen dhone jana chi jana phim bi sambasana dhone chi yungure rani la phim bi sambasana to shushu ne chibi unen dhone dhone chi kin juwa thayang tu ate ma su tsen dhele yuwa yuwa bachi re salan dhone chi le ta shu le chi unen lo tse shu le dhene ne shawa shenge chi na unen dhone chi yungure salan.
So if we really strive to training the mind or practice to discipline our mind, then we can at least we can achieve that kind of sense of admiration and a sense of faith toward the three jewels, and as well as love and compassion toward the sentient beings, that much, we could able to achieve.
That tundra ji yi ji, jie na kona kong pen dhruwe, jie me na that tundra ji yung ta ki tundala, ni nga su ki pen na chua singe di nyue wei yinsa. Di ya rani ji gong me ta yipa san jie tang ji yi tundra nyue wei yinsa na yini, di zi ji, chua nru ji jie gu duwa ta na nga su, di zi ji mi pa chung yin da sa la.
So if we have achieved that kind of feeling so far, then we try to increase, expand that kind of feeling. If we don't have, then we try to achieve, do our best to achieve that. So reflecting on those things, we will we will try to meditate for a couple of minutes. So with that kind of wholesome motivation, what we're gonna listen and what we're gonna explain is the path that all the Buddhas of the past practice this path and attain enlightenment. It's called the Lamrim.
The new year, Shangju Langji Rima Singh, the song is Sazona, Bena Kanji Jonah Pivini, Yangon Lamutsunga Bachembore, Sena, Tangasu Kagalaya Rola.
So, who composed this, Lamrim or the stages of the path? Who composed it, then we all can able to say by in Tibet by great master Lama Tsongkhapa.
Ani tanda ngaso yin zambil ne ta de nam bi chyo de toma ani lo ji dong ga da de ba se che to ba ja ga do ji de pe no song jo re te pe no ma khan de chen ne chong jo re se la yin di ani tanda ngaso yin dom ma de wa na yi kon de de sa ji tong bo de yin ba sa la.
So what we are practicing right now, this practice was first taught by historical Buddha Shakyamuni in India more than 2,500 years ago. And how it come to Tibet is, the great master Atisha, came from India to Tibet and reveal this, teaching in Tibet.
Mm-hmm. Timbal nanga karuyere lawa ina chiron sun soa kare chigdu sa da tendu gi kontu gi jinse kare des jibdo tamba chen sun kono gi khatu tin sun jana ri goro was lawa ina
so why it is so necessary that there should be a unbroken lineage or the teaching source should be traced back to Buddha Shakyamuni himself, why is so important? So that all answer revealed in first chapter and the second chapter, if that is so, then for what purpose and how for what purpose this teaching was taught in the second chapter?
Pena ngaso gi pena nyane sene re sachi go ne yong ye ba chen na kanje go pena pena sachen de le le yong ye ji so na pena minizo da se de lang sa ji kro gi sachi yi de lang sa lo le chi chai do as la da pena mong wa shi ba ji ne kui mi da so ne me de ji su de lang sa yi chi chai do la da So
when we, you know, study chapter by chapter, you know, then when the chapter's heading, you know, reads, then immediately we should have a clear, you know, clear imagination or the, you know, picture of the subject in our mind. It should appear in our mind. Like, you know, if we have been to Minnesota, then, you know, if somebody talk about downtown Minneapolis, then, you know, you have all the imaginations or the pictures in your mind how downtown Minneapolis look like in Minnesota. So it is same like that.
Then saje somba de la ni wana tindu ge chue de ge chambo da ta chambo yin so na ni de ni la me chue shi de kan de she gore ni nga so ge nyue de kan de nyue gore se la we de ni chue le ne ke che se de ba la da.
And the third chapter, you know, it reveals that if the teaching is that secret, then, you know, how one should, you know, teach and how one should study that subject revealed in the third chapter.
Toma chando ne zonde ne sanje sa malo pa da ne chona son ro di she son ji shawa ne zonde ne zo bi sanje ji kopo ma to pa de che sho sen da pa beti su ju chen ju de la ne danga ngue che lo ma sing de ro danga ngue sing de ro wa sa la da.
And the you know actual you know instruction is that you know from path begin our spiritual quest or the path begin from the taking refuge in three jewels until we attain Buddhahood. So in between, you know, how we should, you know, walk, how we should sit, and how we should sleep, how we should eat, and, you know, how we should behave. You know, it reveals all those in behaviors of our three doers in, you know, in precisely.
Tindu ge sa che shiwe ben no ngo zu zai sa che jipa ngo den de ba la la ri chan su ma zo pa de sa che jipa khro ngo ro ro wa sa la.
So this is the fourth chapter is the actual practice or the body of the you know text. So you know it will go until the end of this text.
That's such a general say the Malan do you ali much Malan such a machine. Sachi Jipatel Nyeche, Naja Sawashin, Tenet, no Chitajam Nyeche, any Tombotel and Yuniche, Chunzi Tradition, but the Chunzi Dodi de Tembas. Any Chidang Asuji Katu Tadade, any Gonjo Sona, any Masula, any Gonjo Viti Settle, my churches on a ladder, Church Viti Settle, Tin Debiko Jita, any Tin Sanchi Koni, do you think about it and a song is Maso, Shenny Tinsi Katula, any me Muji, Chunyan, Chesona, do you send Dirichi Madoya Marasola?
So then it has, you know, two parts, you know, reliance on the instructor or the teacher and how to training the mind. And in the first, there is, you know, how to rely on the instructor, it in brief and more extended. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, when we practice or meditate, you know, in our 24 hours, there is only two things, a meditation session and you know, post meditation session when we are not meditating. So people like us, you know, we got only one, you know, one session, you know, that is post meditation session. So we never meditate. That means we never, single-pointedly, concentrate on a chosen meditation object, and we don't do that, those things. So that is why, you know, our mind is always distracted by the sensory pleasures. So, you know, we don't have a meditation session so far. Rinpoche talking, that from his perspective or from what he does, but maybe you guys might have a doing a meditation, so you know he couldn't tell. So if that is the case, then he
apologized.
So anyway, even though we are not meditating, but you know, we should, you know, want this kind of advice or the instruction how to walk, how to sleep, how to eat, and how to behave. Our, you know, three doers activities. So, you know, try to, you know, abandon the, you know, unwholesome, you know, activities of three doer and try to implement or try to practice the wholesome activities of the three doer. That, you know, even though we are not meditator, but we want to, you know, achieve that. So how to walk means that, you know, when we are meditating on the reliance on the instructor or the guru, you know, at that time, you know, if we have to go to get a milk to make a tea from the refrigerator, we have to walk from our room to the refrigerator, you know. So, you know, even though we get up and going to the refrigerator to get the milk, but, you know, our focus should not be, you know, distract to get the milk. Our focus should be concentrate on the, you know, on the subject or the chosen object or the meditation, you know. And we go to get the milk and make a tea and whatever. So, you know, so this is how we should do. But, you know, can we able to carry on this kind of meditation?
Mm-hmm. kanche tsuyde yungu yinsen yi logi mipa ki tenpe ma yebi to ne ene pigi yi leka chene tsuyo sene kanche dandan deno nun roto deton la yade derwa la da ta kanche lanye tunge yina.
So how we should walk and how we should sit, instruction here is that, you know, like that, so, you know, if we get more familiar, then, you know, we are going to get a grocery shopping. Then, you know, in this, during this, you know, time also, we should not lose the, you know, our meditation object, and we should apply the mindfulness all the time. So this is the, you know, instruction how to walk and how to sit and all those things.
Then the tantang ngaso lo mangong pe la pe su to ba shu ji semba de shu ji ka bi so ne ji ngaso na khu do ala da.
So when we are not familiar, you know, people like us in the beginning time, it seems like really kind of, you know, restraining our all the, you know, sensory faculties, and it really kind of, you know, depress or is in a tense.
Tendu rang chaye mare sala da kon so na pe na khasing e pe ja yin ba mo su pe na mota no de ne pe na mota de bo chi ji sholo la ke che chi yin na semba ka yin go ya na semba su chi ji langa de mi ji tho de ro do ala da tendu ji go la da ta te la shu ka nge sum do ala da.
So when we train, we get familiar, then it is not that so. Like mentioned before, you know, that you are a trained diver, then you can have a conversation with your, you know, companion in the car, but still, you know, one side of your mind is focused on the road. So it could be like that.
Mm-hmm. Na chushu ki tindu ki kumbha chaso na te zang ji tsega maari bina sen la shide sen lulu ji yungo ne ni leka tani chu jetu nge di chayo yoro asa la.
So if we really, you know, get familiar through the spiritual meditation practice, then it would be more than that diver. So it would be like, you know, really calm state of mind with, you know, peacefulness, and nothing disturbs you no matter what's going on. So that kind of, you know, mental state we can able to obtain. So, you know, don't live, you know, just listen and just read, but try to practice what we heard and what we read. So, you know, once just analyze, you know, you start your, you know, single-pointed meditation, and then in between you go to the bathroom. So in between these activities, can you maintain that concentration or not? Just analyze it.
So tene chegyo jinsa karasana nga so sholo kampa komasa mandwa na pa moncha de chadanyi ki jol ndwa ne. Yen, nga so chi hego marimesu chi ngune tone lende takhe tawa tangi yin so na chi le megyawa saa shaya chi dan yin chadan pe shaya kona yin ola dushe tindadogo ala salada.
So why we need to do this? Because, you know, every moment, you know, our mind is afflicted with, you know, those negative emotions, attachment, anger, hostility, and so on. So we never try to apply the mindfulness and introspection. So, you know, our mind is always, you know, always power or influenced by, you know, negative emotions all the time.
Tā yōnu rōgīn dā, kāsī ngē kālā sātāṅ gāne jāyā sētē sēchī tsūrī bāne, sī ngē dī bāne dā.
So now we go through the text in 105, appropriate diet.
Tā tēs rōgīn dā, sēchī tsūrī bāne sā, chūjī tā dēn bā tē sā, hācā nyūwa māyī bāne sā. Hajan yuna treba tans, nyan chungan jene, an chungan jene, geji shawala, tume banjewe, sangi seji tuyla maleji padu, trebe menebi tsuzanda sawos, jidan kala sadi yini, hajan nyua mayimbaji sago ure, sumaro.
So we read through the text, an appropriate diet has four attributes. Not eating too little. If you eat too little food, you will be hungry and will become weak, leaving no strength for virtuous activities. Therefore, not eating too little means that you must eat just the amount that will allow you not to be afflicted by hunger until tomorrow's meal.
So this
thing is not hard to understand, so don't need a further interpretation.
Nimu pewa tang lu les maronwe, nimu pangwa la tume panjewe so, se mambo sana yang chuende yor songdwa.
So not eating too much. If we eat too much, then these are the faults we will get. This is because if you eat too much, your body will be heavy as if you are carrying a burden. It will be hard to breathe in and out. Sleepiness and lethargy will increase. You will be unfit for any actions, so you will have no strength for eliminating the
affections. Ini jidang kala mambo cha sona ini u pha tong da chi ne kha wa che ge ri ini sa ba de ini ni dang be de nyaw da cha de de shu ji phone ini ga re chen le sum sen le sum ro cha ge song do.
So this thing is, you know, we experience all the time. So when we eat you know, heavy, we get all those kind of faults. So what this indicates is when we eat, you know, we should be not eating too much, not eating too little, just the, you know, middle way of eating.
So
third, eating digestible and wholesome food. With such a food, you eliminate all feeling of suffering related to food and you do not create
new ones. 원게지 사와이나 니르그메 미로 카나마토 와시데 니 니모다 디바메 게와체 와치 든르다 고구도
So eating appropriate food which does not produce afflictions. With such a food, you do not create misdeeds and you stay happy.
Ani te lane to ge jese garar sa sona ani mo su sela mi be ge ani cha sen shu chen bo yoro as ani de ge ani nye bon do ba sa ne ge kan ji nimi de gang go re sa son do
so why you know we need to practice this kind of things related to the diet because negative emotions, afflictions are depend on, diet. So, if we practice what mentioned here, then, it won't create misdeeds and we stay happy.
Masu tiju ni chu nyane chig me yin zan de gang je de chi khala mo nyu gi ne me ne se wan de chi dan ni zu bu yi khang de de me de sing de jin ne de ni me wa jin ne ta chi che me wa yin zan de chi chu zong yi jian de chi jian de xu de ne shi da gi chu chi che de yin de tong wei ji ye ji ma de sa la da ngo ro su gi jian de chi ni chu nyane me je bi jian ji ro la da gang me je bi jian ji
so for people like us we don't do meditations so we don't feel, by eating little and eating too much and whatever mentioned here seems kind of, not very important. Because we are not practicing and not analyzing all those things.
Then a selasibi nibos, di nimi gambala ralimbe, nimi la songless. Tindrigin de chate mebos of it and la carajagos and a sailor may be nimi sing the gongore, sondoa.
So we read through the text again. Moreover, the remedy from craving food lies within meditating.
Diso.
On the faults of food. There are three faults. First, three faults.
Song les, long should be jealous when you're bad names. What's your say? Long should be jealous, maybe any immediate condition of Tago or Sazona, any bitch is saved, Kado Yabo, any penetration bo, no wrong ammo in a congestion, read the CB, Nimi condition of Tago is seven in the Dundua. 가서 좀벌 진다시 시장 소위 더지 치매 냄바나 주바다 나의 선바워스 들을 선에니 이미 다가 선도
So first the fault that arises from the causes of enjoyment contemplate how any colorful aromatic and good tasting food whatsoever appears like vomit Once you have chewed it and moistened it with your saliva.
Bin se shua le shun yin mi ne san duwa. Se de nang ji tun pa 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 sa. Tama le shun ne ni sha ta la su ba jie shin. Ka ji ni shang jin den ju bi lu ju me la ne shin. Den yo ni re jin se gu ba tang. Se de la ten ni ne ji ri tu ma jie bi san ba wu sa.
So the second fault, the fault that arises from digesting food. Contemplate how food produces such an element of the body as flesh and blood after it is digested in the middle or last period of the night. Contemplate how some food become feces and urines and then remain in the lower part of our body Moreover, each day you have to excrete that. Think how many kinds of illnesses develop in connection with this food.
Tombo de kano gi nimi kaze kano lo zoba chaya teni ba teni chogo no zoba chaya teni doa.
So the first is becoming bad in our mouth, and then second thing, it is transformed bad in our belly.
So, but say two or less, we need Milan and Dua, and say the colors, Carisan, Kutsegoro, two or Kale, Karajoguri, Jun Karius and Nayerisondo.
So, the third, the five faults that come from looking for food, the five are as follows.
Nalis, Dupole, so we need me, Nays, set on sage duty and the Tadonji.
So, first fault of a procurement, while being tormented by heat and cold, you must make great effort in order to procure food and assemble its causes. If you do not procure it, you suffer sorrow and the like. Even if you do procure the food, you fear that it will be stolen or wasted, and then suffer because of taking great pain to guard it. So whatever mentioned here about, you know, procuring the food, you know, for you guys, you know, because you guys has plenty of, you know, food here in this country, so you know, you don't know all these things. So, like in Tibet, you know, this thing to gather the food, this all these fault are very real.
So in 1986,
like in Rinpoche's house in Tibet, there are 8 people live in his family, and you know, and they don't have enough food for the whole year. So you know, in maybe in the October or September or somewhere there, the all food are gone. And until Rinpoche's 20 years old, you know, he don't have a freedom or, you know, to eat whatever he want in his house. Always, you know, it was, food was, you know, kind of addicted by the mother. So in his family, you know, his mother dictates the food. So, you know, there are 8 people and there are 8 different sizes of, you know, steam balls. So if people like us, you know, if tells like this, you know, then, you know, they can feel it. But, you know, for like you guys, you know, it doesn't seem true.
The second
fault, the fault of running, winning close relationships.
Tene tere ndo ati ishe de patan pola sobans pensu tsuejin toba wos ndo ani kala ge tyan dole pat pu ma changi ani pansu le pat jimo tore tene mo chong le song do.
Even close relatives such as father and sons will dispute and fight with one other for the sake of food.
Ale to paru de sa shok.
We break here.
Ale kon zo mas man roi da sala da ni. Da hen da hi chok chu
se. So first we go through the text then we'll see.
Das sele tin bi nyen pa sa. Nyen pa der wa da ale yang lo win da. Ngo me shi pa ne sa. Ta kan ji chu me shi pa ne jiro. Ngo me shi be nyen pa ne. Tēl sēpa chē chē tēng jēnē sē, jēbō lā sōpa pēnsū yū chē jēnē sē, dōngē dōmā nyōngā wō sā, tēnē yōgō rē sō dō.
So the third, the fault of insatisfactory is the same thing. I can't pronounce this, whatever it is. You guys have the text, so king and the likes will go to war with each other and experience much suffering, then their craving for food intensifies.
Ben katu ji ngaju ji ben hayon ne kala zo sha so ji ding den da le ji wo ne ji pa zu de ze ten le ko ji ma ra la da ga je kala ji 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 jian jian ne ga je de yi den da le yin wo ra la da.
So this is kind of indirect, related to the food.
Yang chu zhe ji bo ten de da kare ji mo ji ten da le ji bo pa zu de zhen shi xiu ji tong xu chang zhe wo shi la.
So if we directly think, then it kind of looks silly, the kings just fight for a food.
Ta ron me bi ni ba ni es yin ji se sa wa nan ji yu den de pa re ta to be na dong ye to ma nyu wa wo ta khala sa ne yin yu bo nya de sun ten ro ti sa sa na ini ji ten da ji du go ro.
So the fourth, the fault of lack of independence. Those who eat others' food experience much suffering when they fight with opponent on behalf of their leaders.
Ni pa xie pa le xiong ne sa se da se ji ju go su ji di pa sa sa ne chi se te da chen ne ju yin de chi xin se chi ne jang ngen zhuo hong wo ka ji ka la le ti bi di pa mo mo chi sa go ro di yi jian xian ne de ne yong go de song duo.
So the fifth, the fault that arises from wrongdoing, having masses sin of body, speech, and mind for the sake of food and its causes. You remember your sins when you are dying and die with regret. Moreover,
jidan tanda tani yinimi mambo ya na yang sela tenbi pen yore sena yore ni zuo qi xiu qi kar sena li ne pa ten sela teni ne pa ruo song duo.
So moreover, after death you fall into a miserable realm. Those are the faults of related to the food. And the benefit is, despite all of this, there is some benefit to food. After all, the body depends upon it.
Tetsang ji shir se tenpa mri pe es, lit nepa le tenne dake tsangpa shirpa yang taba dhupa os. Ani se la tenpi tetsang ji ngang se sabi esen rigi ma re, se sabi tenne penpa chi tangne sakur song re, ta tenda che wain na.
Eat your food after you think, since it is not correct to rely on food just for the sake of my body's maintenance. I will conduct myself in a pure manner in dependence on my body's maintenance.
Na khandre re san nan den do wa pen sin ba po ta ni sin da gi pa ba ta ni sha tha ti den de be che pa jin de ni yin ba she ba de da gi sha wa she ba de yang sin de be chen bun jo wa sha wo wo nyang de san ni ni long she ba wo sa.
So benefactors and those who actually carry out acts of charity works so hard that their skin, flesh and blood dry up. Then they make their gifts with a wish for a special result. I will ensure that their action have great effects.
Sosogi pene beze jine meje de ji lomba de sene chongho ne chinyo de ma to jine beze me bo so ni ji jine ma so ge long she wo ro la de le ba ta ren de ko to ma ga de jine de yong do ga de yong wo de ta ji ji jeng jin so na si jin mo bo shu wi ji ga le je so lo chang ge re do as la de jina kala sen de
so usually we don't you know think about what we eat where it come from the sources of the food. You know, we just go to the grocery store, get some food, and, you know, very easily, it seems. But, you know, when we really, you know, look how we get our food, the sources come from, then, you know, it was a lot of effort made by many, you know, sentient beings. Some even sacrificed their lives for our food, and some work so hard, you know, for our food.
Pena, dinner, pena, pena, ngazong, ngang washi bache teji, pena, sha saye ye nye patan, rea saye nye banyi, nyang ba reisena, kutun lagari salada.
So, for example, you know, Rinpoche got a friend, he always said that, you know, if we eat a, you know, meat, and if we eat a rice, the you know the sin would be the same.
Kare re sezon pe na ngotsu gi ha mogon men je gi hin ta sa lan be mer re jo je bu bon ta mon bo ti ji le se ger se log do an je.
So for example, you know, for the rice, you know, in the rice field, how much people suffer, you know, the animals plow the lands and kill many insects, and as well, especially, you know, at this, you know, our time, lot of, you know, pesticides and, you know, those, you know, whatever the chemicals killed, you know, infinite insects, those are all sentient beings.
Mune tendri ge sanna do di pena tanda jimba da jimba po sing tendri ge pena ha sha cha ci ne kanje tendri ge kale jo na zo sha ye ye ni jala de ni sa yin di ta ha ci ko ju ma ji ji to go ja ba ci ko ge tanda le mi ne sanna de ge ma le song do.
So like mentioned here, benefactors and those who actually carry out the act of charity works for our food, you know, it seems like, you know, they really, you know, extract their, you know, their flesh, their blood and everything for the sake of our foods. So, you know, if we just eat it, you know, for pleasure and to maintain maintenance of our looks and, you know, all those physical things, then, you know, there will be really, you know, great
mistake.
As mentioned here, remember as well that Shantidevas compendium of training says to eat well, reflecting that, number one, you are benefiting the givers, whereas now you are assembling microorganism in your body through the material gift of food. In the future, you will gather this being together through the teachings. and you will accomplish the welfare of all living beings.
Pena kala yi pena jiba po se ne re kan je kala thoma yo se gi ji she pa po te ni la ni pen pen to yo mi ba chi ji ni ba nga so gi pena chona se she ga ga shi nga so gi lu lu la sim bi ni chi chi tong se ne yo se ne la ga de la da pena nga so ko bo no lo la ni kala sa bi ne ga so lu li ne bi gi ni sim bi ni chi chi tong se ne te ni la ni pena kala yi ni jiba tong bi mi ba chi na sa ga so do wa.
And when we eat, you know, we try to, you know, try to reflect the kindness of those, you know, who work for our food, and you know, and also try to benefit them from, you know, any means. You know, and also when we eat, we think, we reflect that, you know, in our body there are 21,000, you know, a microorganism in our body. So, you know, is a kind of giving to them. From all those, you know, thoughts, you eat the food.
Tanda sangsi ki jinpa che, eni mahu pa la, eni tanda ki mbisi te ta la, eni chu chi jinpa che ge yin se na penpa tongbi tanggur sang duwa. Ngo su ki jinpa te le chu chi jinpa ta sang, ka sangsi ki jinpa ta chu chi jinpa si yin xie ura wala ta.
And also, you know, in the giving practice, you know, there are two kinds of giving. Giving the, you know, material practice and giving the teaching practice. So, you know, in meantime, we are giving the food to those, you know, microorganism in our body. And in future, when we attain Buddhahood, then we will fulfill their, you know, fulfill their will by giving the, you know, teachings.
Jerome Jinder Soro, Ben Thomas Sanzin, Bessinjin, Kodu Dun, Chuju Sinjin, Thomas, any Sinjin, any Sanzin, Beggy Dew, any T. Jela, any.
So as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that, you know, at first, you know, we need to satisfy the, you know, sentient beings by giving the material things, and then, you know, once they, you know, once they recruit by giving the material things, then later you give them the, you know, teaching and fulfill their ultimate wishes.
Sambhya sāva sāndhuwa, ini nye tere, ini kala sāva de, ini sāngye tāngye ki tuyān dhūbi tuyān dhala, ini kala sāgye yin sāna, kāngye shāngshū sāngye sāngbyo dhūna, kala sāya dhuwa lādā, kēsōng dā sōsō ki tuyāgu jāgā kēsōng dhī, pēnbā tāngwa dhī bē, shāngshū, bēnā dhūbi shāngshū ki jūlān dhuwa yālān dhū, jāyā dhuwa lādā, nānyā tu xēnā.
And also, if you could able to practice, then, you know, mayor our eating, you know, food also be a, you know, great practice. It depends on our motivation, you know. So if we know how to practice, then, you know, eating can be a, you know, tremendous, you know, accumulation of merit.
dino na khatu ki mendu chidan ina ngaso pena shenye ten se da lami ne jo tan de khatu la ya pena pa de sa ina ma ro bo che se de ina la ma so so gi nyi gyu che ni so so gi khala sa wa da dolo ga ba da khan che ba de ni so so gi nyi ki yu su ju be ni sa ina ma la phi ye gi tan de ge me ba che ne ni lo she se tan de song jin du se la da
so it didn't mention here but you know when we do the guru yoga, then you know when we say Pandansava Lama Rinpoche, then you know Lama descend down through our crown and you know remain in our heart. And when we eat, you know, we offer the food to the lamas, and when we put on our clothes, we offer the clothing for the lamas. So through this kind of practice, you know, we can accumulate a merit too.
Kaze me dandawa ripa yin desha sedam me ba tenji te es jashu mala nyibi shi mala sashu mala linen ba shi 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 sum so
deba no lo chi and you know also Nagarjuna's friendly letter states with an understanding that food is like medicine eat it without hostility or attachment nor for heightness, might, or robustness, but only to maintain your body.
The peno ko debo do kaze sa de ni se se ni kana sa ta bi ten da ro wa ji ga zu bo so bi ten da ga ji ni kala sa de me na ge che go ma do ko de cha phi bi ten da de she dan phi bi ten da la ni kala sa ba ma re is.
So food is the ultimate medicine. So the medicine cure the illnesses and heal the body. So likewise, you know, we should think our food like medicine.
Then, chadam phebi tenda mienba maase, ani pena. Kachi zupo tapchen se gora kanje sha pena sha jaba la shale jashi mala se be jab ani ni bi she mala se pena ngaje da ani ka ngaje ta bo je pena ngam ni sin sin de ro dendro lo gogo do dendro she da mare yo zupo chembo sa ba se de chembo cha zupo chembo cha da mai ona kari chen de se na ani lead de bo ne bin bashi le ani me de ten ba yin ka ze me de
so and it without hostility or attachment. So, you know, not to, when we eat, you know, we should not be hostility and attachment that, you know, attached to the, you know, all the, you know, foods, you know, smell, taste, and, you know, attractiveness or whatever, all those things and hostility that, you know, it enhance. So not like that and not for heightness, might or robustness. So, you know, we should not eat food like to make ourselves kind of attractiveness or to have a, you know, a powerful bodies and might and like that, but solely to only to maintain our body's health so that you can able to carry on your practice and you know, work for all the
simple things. Tenta karishego re ni kala sato de ni kuno sambat no shu gi chot ne ni tenta jeba chi jesu song do asa na da.
So So that all this advice is that, you know, we gotta eat. So, you know, when we eat, you know, what kind of, you know, attitude or motivation we should have and how we consider our food. So this all are the, you know, advice.
Ani khala sade ani sachu rembo chi sachu ani sabata thanda thamba chi sachu thanda denba chi.
So when we eat, you know, we should not eat too much, too less, too good, too bad, you know, not fall into a extreme, any extremes. So eat in a in between, in a middle way, and you know, and when we eat, what kind of, you know, attitude we should have, all those are the advice.
Thus, Satun Longshu don't the Segura Titi, here's one ladder. Here's one of the Jiri Kanji, Shun Yoba, the here's one ladder. Lanya to Medusa, and as well, I can Kagal Jin bet the Kakar and Gawachan to do all that.
So, hope now we understand, you know, how to eat and how to drink, what are the purpose of our eating and drinking, and what kind of attitude we need to have, and what kind of amount and qualities we should eat, you know. Hope we understand whatever mentioned here, you know, for our eating and drinking, you know. But, you know, whether we implement or not, it is different. So we will do some questions here if you guys have any questions, you know. Otherwise, then we will go through the text.
Yeah.
Why is it that in some traditions the monks do not eat after noon time?
Ta kogi tiwa di ene gelong zo ene chidro kase di pangi duwaas ene ik kinze kari res.
De tanji ne songwa na yin re jidang ene chidro kase saye dege ene zupi kare sa pene geyi mi pa shewa la tanji uun dogon singe de say it down any co Piny Binacosal Condi, New Moji, Pena Chadam, Pinny, Tundria, Jesus Chamboyo Saro.
So, this, you know, monks should the ordained, full ordained monks, not eat the, you know, dinner. Cause, you know, if you eat the dinner, you know, then, you know, your mind is not sharp in the morning, and it, your mind get kind of, you are too full, your mind get kind of dull, and as mentioned here, you got lethargy, and you know, it's you know, really hard to concentrate or to meditate. And when you are you eat you know, heavy food at night, then in the morning you have a hard time to wake up in the morning, and as well as you fall in a deep sleep, and you know, you cannot able to maintain your meditation or concentration.
Pena nga tsun de jene da ji chema ni mo sanga ya ji ko zi ngo she ba ji ko yi sana to ku chu gu ja ji pena chu sanga ba chu ba san le da chu ba chu gu ba sin ji le da chu gu ba chu ja ji jene da sun ni shu ki jene ba pen pesha ten zin di zin ma tu pe nyaw to shu cha gu do sa ti te ma za ti gun ji ra wo ji gun ji de chi ma chi sa nga pa ma to kala ma za che nye she de shu ge pe zu bo pe so mo yong du sen ko ba de de kro nyaw an shu yin sen hie do ko kro lo bo shu jin hie do da.
So Rinpoche got a friend that, you know, he always says that, you know, in the evening, you know, if you eat a big meal, then, you know, at night you fall in a real deep sleep, and in the morning too, you have a hard time to wake up. And also when you memorize the text, you know, it is really hard to memorize the text. Your mind is not very sharp like usual. So that we don't, examine, but we don't check. But one of the Rinpoche's friend, he, through his, you know, examination, he find that, you know, that's very true. If you eat a light food in the evening, then you are more, you know, likely to easy to wake up in the morning, and you know your mind is sharp and you can memorize, you know, more, because your mind is sharp. That he, through his experience, you know, he always tells, you know, like that.
So, Sanje, you been a gentleman from the Japan, they said, you been a gentleman. Peta dan denyo shawanyo se ora dinji sol mocha gaba kasa ne kashar sada.
So why Buddha restrict the monks not to eat after noon? Because, you know, to prepare food, there's a lot of work. That's the one reason that, you know, you got more time to meditate and practice. Mm-hmm. And as well as, you know, if you don't eat afternoon dinner, then, you know, your sleep would be not very deep, and in the morning you can wake up easily, and when you meditate in the morning, your mind would be sharp and clear and, you know, easier to concentrate.
Then Sanjay yidin de song reset da me ji ngona nga chogi gap ripa yi phonsa chewa ina pena nyima de pena shela zuo de sholo la no ne sonyo jin den guro ni shudu ni chongchen no den min do chogo maro ko ti se kenza chen no lo le go yeden shudu chongje se de chogo maro sana ya ga ba yore den de ya che ba ye jero wa sana da zuo yin la no ne zuo de den go yi sana.
And also maybe, you know, monks, the nuns, they go for begging the food. So, you know, they don't have to spend a lot of time preparing the food. So they get more time to meditate. That could be the one reason. And also in the evening, if you go for the begging for the dinner, then, you know, there is a certain time that you need to return back to your monastery. So, you know, so that could be the another reason too.
This is better kewa sandi kechar hola da ta tere so ni da ni ge pe che thwa ten ga ne pe che khala ra ge ji ma re.
So these are all in the fortunate time. And nowadays, if you really have to, you know, go and begging the food, then, you know, someday you have to stop.
Pena ma jisera gambal ta tonda jel ha zero pena tonda jel ha de sonyo le tenga na ti en de ba jiro gono ta de mon do sa me ni shin de ka bo ro la de ta ba de hi de su de to.
So like in the South India, in the, you know, in Rinpoche's monastery, there is more than 2000 monks in his monastery. So, you know, those all monks go for begging the food, you know, then, you know, every day, how could the villager afford to give the food? So, you know, someday, you know, most of the time you gotta sleep with empty tummy. Any or more questions?
When we had a retreat with Gunkar out at the Cambodia Center, I think the monks out there were more Indian monks observed that 12 o'clock diet, and I remember Rinpoche was kind of he didn't really make much distinction on whether it was that important or not. I think it's tradition, more of a traditional maybe. That's my grasp on it, but I don't really know. But that's all I can add.
That hodo ge chido kaze sae de su 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 ji do jin sa ro asa ta ku shu kong ga yim do kun zu ma ge de cambodia ge gomba chi do o di ge bu la kun zu cham ji de ba yin sa de zu zam ba di bu la cambodia gomba bu la yong ge ta wa chang ma lo ge ta gon da ani ni gu e jab la in chido kaze de pang gi dus
So
these are the, you know, disciplines of the monk. So, you know, the monks are prohibited to eat after, you know, afternoon. So that is the, you know, Vinaya Sutra's discipline, one of the discipline. But these are the fortunate time, but, you know, nowadays it's like that. But, you know, whether you implement or not, it really depends on the individual. So, you know, at the good time, you know, so even for your life, you know, they won't transgress even that kind of vows, you know. So this all depend on the individual.
Yeah, Sanjay ji cheba mumbo na ya gaja do gopa ni jena no zo ni gopa ki shu chewa ya so na ya mi se tong sa tene ko mumbo ye res na.
And also, you know, Buddha's teaching or the discipline of the Vinaya Sutra is very flexible. So, you know, the discipline and the reason, more the, you rely on the reason. Sometimes, you know, even though Buddha restricted, you know, something, but in a certain reason, you know, even though you have to, transgress those vows or, you know, those things, disciplines, there is an exception, you know, that the reason would be really, you know, great, then, you know, there is a permission that, you know, you can just, you know, you have a permit, you have a permission, you know, to not carry that particular discipline.
Tanji, se ha cha nyu ta na khare chyo yore se sona, ani gyo du bol tha menge cha gre is, ani te che na ani ha cha nyu ta na che je ma se ti gi ripa la tena ya go ga ja la ten ma go pa shu cha bo yo sona ya te la pa li ji te sa na ta yo jer wa la.
So that the, you know, afternoon food is like, you know, mentioned here, you know, not too much, not too less. So, you know, these are all mostly depend on the reason, you know. So in a certain reason, you are really sick and, you know, you are really malnutrition or whatever. At that time, you know, certain food are, even though, you know, restricted, prohibited, but, you know, it is exception.
Yeah. Nyima chi ki todi le mandawa chana yang kho chi zupi ki tau la doya tang pa chi yang chi nyumo tu zupi ya ki cha chen la doya song doi yang tenu mandawa ki chepa yang gaja tenu yasa le la da nyaga chi munga de sivu shi ya me.
So the main thing when you eat, you know, big meals at night or after the afternoon, then, you know, your mind become powerless and your ability to, you know, for your meditation decrease. So that is the main reason.
Could you ask Rinpoche one of the questions? During retreats, there are times when they do some fasting. Is that so? That is actually to enhance the practice, then, correct? That's why they do the fasting where they. I know, for instance, he did a retreat that had fasting in it, so that's, is that probably the reason why, to actually enhance the practice or the retreat itself?
Tāyā kukī tīvā shimbā dhīlā, nyūngne dhīgī dhuās, nyūngne khadu, anī, yūne, tājī, sēdā kum kē gucī, mādhūng vācī, māsā vācī, dhīnis dhīgī dhuās, dhīzūyā, anī, chī kārsū gūrē, lō sēbū yūngē, dhār, rīkpā tōb yūngē, kichē dhūrī vēs.
Tāndu, rā, āyī. Ngētī, ngāl tāndu, tī, pēnī, kā khāsā sēbū shīyā mēdhū mēdhū, ngētī, mōngchā wādē, pēnā, tōnglē yī mī pārīndu tēn sūdā, pēnā, yī dāgī, chē kōntu dāgī, nī, dōnghē tē rāñī kī tāngē chē bī, tēndu kī, tōnglē yī mī pārīyā, rōgu yā sārī pēchī. Yī jī dōnghē rāñī kī, tēlā tēnā, kūtā lēn sīngī chī yorwa.
So this, the fasting and the, you know, afternoon food is different. So afternoon food is in the monks, nuns' discipline in the sutras. And the fasting practice or the fasting retreat is, you know, is more like reflecting on the, you know, suffering nature of the, you know, pritas, or the hungry ghost. So, you know, how they suffer because of a lack of food and drinks. So, you know, it is more, the fasting is more related to the, you know, giving and taking, or the tonglen practice. So, you know, the taking the, you know, the pretas or the hungry ghost suffering into yourself and giving all those things, those pretas. So, but Rinpoche is not very familiar with, you know, this fasting practice, so he's not very sure. Because Rinpoche never, you know, stay in a fasting practice so far.
I have a question from the teachings ago, if it's okay to ask. Usually I talked once about single-pointed concentration and about how you should be able to see all the very specific details of image of Buddha and having very clearly for maybe 3 to 4 hours at a time. And I have moments, how do you start to develop that skill?
So to have that kind of a clarity, you know, whatever the your chosen meditation object is, so you gotta, you know, meditate on it over and over again, so really get, you know, familiarized with in detail. That is the, you know, key.
So, So if you want to
attain that kind of clarity, then, you know, our all power and time, you know, 80% should spend on meditation, and rest of them, applying, you know, mindfulness and introspection, you know, while we are walking or sitting or doing our chores or whatever, at that time, you know, our senses faculty need to be restrained and focus on the chosen object through the help of mindfulness and introspection. All those things come precise detail later on. So, you know, the when you really want to achieve that kind of, you know, single-pointed mental state, then, you know, there are the, you know, things you need to gather, and all those things, if you could practice, you know, then, you know, that is not too hard. It can be achieved in a short period of time, like 6 months or years or like that. So we stop here.
과정화되 간제 가서 주부 담바 대다기 추 기타 녀슬렘바나기 게인 다 되나기 용화쇼세소나 오늘 전에 전에 화대 되버려라다. So
our dedication would be, you know, like all the previous great masters and practitioners, how they practice, you know, may I too able to practice the same like they did, you know, that would be the short dedication.
Katu hwa jawa yana, ini sero gyanda penna tipa chambi langji rinpa tenbi yini gei shenye de nye shenye de jisun zinpa shu, ini ta yebi sanje tangji. Dendri jiki jula mi yina, ini kosu poba tang kwa yang nyanga chibo yujiro wa la.
So direct dedication would be, you know, whatever merit I have gained, separate from the, you know, true guru and can able to fulfill the wishes of all the sentient beings. That would be the, you know, direct related dedication.
Since you don't have much in the tenure in the thing, any Euromach, Coron Rangi, any knowledge of being one of the Malani Garini, Chimachi, you want shows and undergoes.
So if we don't know how to dedicate, then you know, when we recite the, you know, tenering to prayer, so that is the dedication and also the, you know, prayer of wish composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we, well, we recite, we reflect on the meaning, so there will be enough for a good dedication.
Roger, don't do it, Roger.